What is good, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smalls back at you with another episode of the Biggie Smalls Show. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about NBA All-Star Weekend, Aaron Gordon getting robbed. We're going to talk about the sneaker releases from the All-Star Weekend. And as always, we're going to have some fresh new sneaker talk. So keep it locked. Guys, I know I say it at the beginning and the end of every single episode, but please go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. Please go follow me. Give me feedback on the podcast, man. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Give me suggestions. Everything helps. Every little bit helps. I'm doing this for the people, man. So let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't. Let me know if you want to be on an episode. I might let you come on. I don't know. You guys, thank you for always listening. Thank you for always supporting. Thank you for the people that do give me feedback. I truly, truly appreciate it. It means the world to me. Thank you so much, guys. Now back to the pod. Visit MidwesternGentleman.com to discover what it means to live the Great Lakes good life. Whether it's diving into the Detroit hip-hop scene, profiling up-and-coming distilleries, or just sharing stories of artists throughout the Great Lakes area, MidwesternGentleman.com brings it all to life for you. Visit the .com and search for them on your favorite social media platform. Midwestern Gentleman, live the Great Lakes good life. So, All-Star Weekend was crazy. We had quite a few big releases. We had the New Beginnings pack. We had the Jordan 5 Off-Whites and the Jordan 1 Reverse Breads or whatever they ended up calling them. The 85 Highs, whatever it was. That's the only one that, I mean, I wanted the New Beginnings pack, but I knew there was no way I'd ever be able to get my hands on a pair, especially after they announced that they weren't going to be releasing the pack on the sneakers app. I forgot about the Jordan 3 Red Cements. But either way, the only shoe that released that I really wanted was that Jordan 1 Reverse Bred. The Red Cements, obviously, you can actually still get them on the sneakers app today, and it's Wednesday. The Red Cements, like, I was initially, like, I really wanted them, and actually, I went to buy them Saturday with the sneakers app, and when I went to buy them at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, it would, you know, clock changed to 10, I went to click on it. It was like, okay, it gave me the you're in line or whatever it says. And then, like, I check back a little bit later and they're sold out. And then I find out later on in the week that they're still available. And I'm like, sweet, I can actually get them. And then I was sitting back thinking and I'm like, you know, really don't like the all red look on them. I think like the mudguard strip with that's, you know, like the plain leather, not the tumbled leather. I think it looks weird in that red. If I had the chance to get the Chi-Town ones, I would probably go after those ones, but I think I bought more into the hype than anything else on those Jordan 3s. So, but the boy, Jordan Mitchell, shout out to J Money, friend of the pod, been on the pod. Go back and listen to that episode with him and Nuggie. It's probably my best one. but he lives in Chicago. So, even though those... Although Jordan 1's actually dropped the weekend before All-Star Weekend. but I had him keeping a lookout on those Jordan 1s so I could hopefully cop a pair, because everybody knows me, I ain't paying resale. So I was hoping he might be able to cop a pair for relatively cheap and I would pay just a little bit over resale, but obviously he couldn't find them. I mean, I watched the YouTube video with Roy Stefanik, I think his name is, and Seth Fowler there. Seth Fowler paid $1,000 for his. But I heard that the city was just, like Jordan was telling me, the city was just crazy abuzz and just so much stuff going on. Jordan was in the building with Virgil for his off-white stuff on Friday or Saturday. He saw the all-white off-white fives. I'll talk about those a little bit later. And he was able to do a bunch of the events and stuff. But everything that I've seen, like, from the releases was there was a lot of chaos. There was a lot of waiting in line. Then all of a sudden, you just got Kanye rolling up in them big-ass tanks, which I still want one of those things. Because it's, I swear to God, it's, like, perfect for driving up here, man. Like, they can literally go through anything. Those tires have so much air in them that the cars literally float on water. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. You just got Kanye just pulling up in those tank things, just handing out Yeezy Quantum basketballs or whatever they called the shoe. Which also, I didn't know until this weekend that they had two different models of that shoe. There's a lifestyle one and there's a basketball one. Still don't know what the difference is between the two. But you had all that, and then we have the actual All-Star game and All-Star Saturday night and all that, and I'm going to touch on the All-Star game first. I didn't get to see it. I had to close that night. I watched the highlights and all that. Dude, I like the format. And I know I'm telling you the same stuff that everybody else is telling you, but I think the format is going to work for now at least. I know Adam Silver really wants to have that weird mid-season tournament thing, and which I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like it's a cheap thing in, you know, when it comes to the NBA, but I don't know. Still mixed. It all depends on how they want to do it. But yeah, it was a good game. Kind of sucked and ended on free throws, but still really, really good game. Best All-Star game we've had in years, if not the best All-Star game of my lifetime. And I know my boy Joe Simon thought that. Shout out to you, avid listener. But let's get to Saturday night. There was some robbery. And I'm not trying to discredit Derek Smith Jr. at all. I believe that dunk contest should have been a tie. And I mean, that means a lot coming from a dude like me who hates the idea of ties in sports. Who really hates the idea of ties? You have to have a winner and a loser. But that, those guys were throwing out 50s like crazy. I mean, Aaron Gordon dunked over a 7'5" guy. I don't care that he didn't completely clear him. He dunked over a 7'5" guy. Like, it's incredible. I mean, from the way the rumors go, what happened was the judges all got, well, for one thing, they all thought it should have been a tie. This is coming from Common. who was one of the judges, they all thought it should have been a tie. So they all got together. Two of them were supposed to go nines. Things got mixed up on who was supposed to vote 9, who was supposed to vote 10, and that's what ended up happening, supposedly. And that's why Aaron Gordon didn't end up winning. I don't know. I don't know how much of that I believe. All I know is the man got robbed. I mean, that dunk was incredible. I mean, most of the dunks in the night were really, really good. And this is the problem with the dunk contest. Now, it runs in these cycles. But nights like Saturday night are the reason why I don't want to see it go away. We have these down bad years where all of a sudden we're like, what do we need to do to fix the dunk contest? How can we fix the dunk contest? Why is the dunk contest broken? But, you know, we have these incredible years. Like this year, Dwight's Superman year, I think it would have been the first year he won. I mean, that year was incredible. It was 06 with Nate Robinson. I mean, we have these years that are just incredible years. And then we end up with a few down years in between. Then all of a sudden, I don't know what it is. I don't know why it happens that way. And it's just how it happens. But that's the reason why we can't get rid of the dunk contest, man. Like, especially for me, like, I'm nearly 30 now. I'm nearing 30. I'll be 30 by the end of the year. For me, like, those nights, like, that night brings me back to being a kid. Like, when that dunk contest is that good, like, my mind was blown, and I'm just sitting there glued to the TV. And it brings so much excitement back, and that's the reason why I don't think you can get rid of it, and I don't think you need to even really make any major gimmick changes. Like, I get the idea, you know, I of course support the idea of, you know, limiting attempts, giving them a time limit, like those type of things. And to be honest, like, we've had the rules change around so much that I don't even know what the rules are anymore. I don't know if they were only allowed one miss or two misses, or if they even had a time clock going, to tell you the truth. But that was the thing with this year's. It was just so much fun. What's really not fun about the dunk contest is the goddamn announcers. Like, we can bitch about Chris Collinsworth or Joe Buck or any of that all we want, but I love you, Kenny Smith. I do. But can you just shut up for a minute? Like, for real. Dude. Anyway, overall, I think we had a good All-Star weekend. You know, we always have this importance on the All-Star weekend, with it bringing in, whether it's the idea of bringing in new basketball fans, or, you know, just having the spectacle be what it is, because the NBA season is so long. It's that awesome little break in the middle. It's always referred to as like the NBA Super Bowl. The excitement that comes around All-Star Weekend always makes me feel like a kid again, and I get super hyped. So I really hope we don't get rid of it and opt for this tournament idea. And I think this year kind of saved that, at least put that on the back burner. But it was also only fitting to have such a good one in Chicago. You know, which got played out a little bit, in my opinion, as far as like the sneaker side of everything. I thought it was really cool how every brand came to Chicago and was like trying to put out, you know, New Balance unveiling Kawhi shoe. Puma came, showed up. Obviously Adidas, and then you had all the big hoopla with Nike. I thought that was all really, really cool. But at the same time, things did start to get a little bit played out by the end of it. Anyway, let me know what you guys thought of All-Star Weekend. Let's get into some sneaker talk, though, because ultimately that's what we're here for. All right, the big sneaker news coming out of All-Star Weekend, I would say, is that white and I guess it's fire red Air Jordan 5 Off-White. I touched on it earlier, talking about J Money being in the same building as Virgil. I will say I do actually kind of like these better than the regular Off-White 5s, but I still don't really like them. I don't get the window things. As you guys know, I'm not a huge Off-White guy to begin with. I don't really like much that Off-White has done. But it will be interesting to see release info and all that coming up. See all the hype with those. The next thing I wanted to talk about, I had shared this on my Facebook page as well, that I found kind of, a strange crossover collaboration with NASCAR from Jordan Brand. I mean, I know Jordan Brand sponsored Denny Hamlin, who won the Daytona 500. But it seemed kind of weird to me. So it's, this is coming straight from Nice Kicks. It was a team project that included a NASCAR graphic designer, Harris Liu, Restorator Back to Heat, and D-Nice Customs that created a Dale Earnhardt Air Jordan 3. It's an Air Jordan 3 Tinker. I do think that it's a pretty clean, good-looking shoe. I do find it weird that we have a Jordan NASCAR collab. obviously not official Jordan, but these shoes are they have a all-black upper, basically. I can't remember the name of the model that they must have used as the base. But they have what's basically a all-black upper. They have a white swoosh on the side, white midsole, and then gray outsole. And I think it's actually more of a silver gray than it is a white on like the midsole and the outsole and that. You also don't get a clean picture at all of the, oh, I guess you kind of do. The tongue on the right shoe has Dale's iconic number 3, and then there's his signature on the left shoe. And then the heel tab on the right shoe has that number 3 and the signature. The heel tab on the left shoe has the signature or has his number 3, and then the heel tab on the right shoe has his signature. It's a real clean looking shoe. I'm actually really impressed, but like I said, I just found it funny that you'd have a NASCAR Jordan collab. Slight update on the Supreme times Air Force Ones collab that is coming. There's not only is there the all-white colorway, there's also an all-black one. And they're saying they're supposed to be dropping in April. I don't have an actual release date for it yet, but look for them in April. Nike is also bringing back the Air Tech Challenge 2. I'm excited to see it. I like the shoes. I don't necessarily think they're the most popular out there. I feel like they sat the last time they retroed. But I don't think they're horrible. I don't think it's bad that they're re-releasing. Next thing I want to talk about was Air Jordan 4 SE that's inspired by the Air Max 95s. And that neon color. I really like this shoe. It's just different. It's a different spice. I do like how it's still taking inspiration from Air Maxes, but you're just kind of putting that colorway with the Jordan 4. It's reminiscent to me of the Green Bean 5s that dropped in 06. So yeah, like I said, I really like them. And the cool thing about these, I think, is that that heel tab on it is like, it's almost like an iridescent 3M. It's a little bit more than like your regular 3M. Yeah, I do really like those. I was pulling all that straight from my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheBiggieSmoreShow. You can check that out. And the sad thing is, it's kind of after the All-Star weekend, we're going to have a lot of things are really going to die down in the sneaker world for a minute or two. Another thing I wanted to touch on, though. So we have these Space Jam, Space Jam 2 LeBron stuff coming out. I don't think Space Jam 2 is supposed to come out even this year. I don't think it's supposed to come out till next year. So why do we have all this dropping now? Is it just because of All-Star Weekend being in Chicago and all that? I don't know. Anyway, what made me think about that is the Nike LeBron 17 Mr. Swaghammer. I really like this shoe, actually. It's like lime green with the multicolor and that battle knit. I think it's a really dope shoe. Retail is going to be $225 on it. There's no official release date. I think it's kind of the same with like the other Space Jam shoes. There's not an official announced release date, but we got even more pics of the Air Jordan 3 UNC. I'm still in love with this shoe. I think it's beautiful. I'm not a UNC guy necessarily. If it comes to UNC and Duke, I'm going UNC. It's mostly because of Michael and VC and Sheed. Not that Duke doesn't have great players, but... And I know my boy J Money would be disappointed with me right there, but it's all love. We have the Kobe 5 Pro Tro in a Lakers colorway that is rumored to be dropping next month. Nike, of course, pulled like the big stage Kobe 5 Pro Tro following Kobe's death. This one I really like. I think it's a clean looking shoe. You have a purple base with black accents, and then gold piping on all those accents. Kobe logo on the tongue is that gold color. Really, really clean looking shoe. And then kind of that bluish tinted translucent outsole to top it off, I guess you'd say. I think it's going to be pretty essential and all a part of Kobe's legacy with Nike keeping that line going. I don't see them stopping the line to begin with, but I think because you still see so many guys in the league rocking Kobe's every year. I mean, Giannis wore them until Giannis had his own shoe. Anthony Davis has been wearing them. Devin Booker. I mean, just multiple guys still in the league today that are rocking them. I think that's pretty cool. And Nike will keep that line going and keep his legacy going, which I absolutely love. Transitioning away from that, we got Air Jordan 10 baseball cleats coming for this baseball season. Dude, I wish I played baseball now. I've been trying to get in the softball league for years, but I haven't been able to do it. If I do this year, I'm getting these steel gray Jordan 10s for softball. And yeah, I'm still going to keep them nice and sparkly. So yeah, there's two colorways. So far, I'd be willing to make a bet that they're going to come out with a few more, probably more classic colorways and stuff too. That's typically how it works. Like we saw that with the Air Jordan 1 football cleat that came out last year. I mean, there's been multiple Jordan cleats that have came out. I remember when I was in high school, they had Jordan 3 cleats. But there is no official release on these. Second colorway is just all black. But there is no official release on them. I would think you're going to be seeing them soon with spring training right around the corner and that, which should get me really excited for Tigers baseball, even though they're going to be horrible again. I'm just scrolling through Kicks on Fire right now. Because like I said, man, and that now that the All-Star break is done, there's not a ton of sneaker news. This is one thing that I think is super cool, and I wish we would acknowledge more. Converse All-Star Pro BB. They also need to work on the naming of their shoes. They're always such a mouthful. I really like these. I think the thing is they look like they'd be a good hooping shoe. See, I'm just going to read it straight from. Two new colorways of the Converse All-Star Pro BB are now up for grabs. Known as the Converse All-Star Pro BB City Pack, there's just two pair. You can either get black or Photon Dust. I do like that name. Details of the model include an upper constructor with a single layer of Nike Quad Fit Mesh. They're saying it's like a modern canvas. And then this is the really cool part about these new Converse shoes that I really like. They have a drop-in Nike React foam core. So they have a drop-in midsole. And we saw the Kobe line do this. They also did it with the Jordan 2011s. So basically the midsole and outsole are kind of just a shell, right? And you can drop in whatever cushioning you want in these things. These ones are coming with React, but you could drop in another drop-in midsole from a different shoe that you like and get the performance of that. The drop-in Nike React foam core that is lightweight, durable, and responsive, allowing for quick cuts, smooth liftoff, and sustained play. The cup sole configuration of the drop-in Nike React foam and midsole and shoes outsole, which is engineered for containment. Like I said, it's like you can, literally the midsole is the cushion itself. So it drops right into there. There's a large star chevron logo on the side, on the lateral side, which is, oh geez, just dropped my phone, which is what everybody knows Converse for. Anyway, the going back to the colorways, the black colorway is all black, white chevron, white midsole. The one thing that I do really like is they still keep that iconic line around the midsole, like what you see on Chuck Taylors. I do think that that's such a nice touch. The Photon Dust colorway, though, that one's actually like a white upper. You got a blue chevron, that blue stripe around the midsole, and then actually right above the midsole around the whole shoe is a stripe of red that really makes it pop. Really like it. Oh, Pine Green Jordan 1s are dropping on the 29th. Super excited about those. I think I'm going to go after those. I wasn't initially as excited, but I realized, you know, I'm a Sparty guy. I'm a Michigan State fan. I don't really have, I literally don't have a pair of green shoes. I got a pair of green, they're black and green now. Dunk LRs that I customized myself. It was my first time trying to do anything like that. That did not turn out great, to say the least. So I'm thinking about grabbing those Jordan 1s for March Madness and stuff. This is the whole thing I wanted to talk about right here. The New Balance Kawhi was unveiled, and I think this is a slick looking shoe. They haven't announced a price point on it yet. They're supposed to be dropping in the fall. There's supposed to be a limited spring launch, and then the official launch will take place in the fall. These shoes, I think, are really dope. I don't necessarily really like the colorway that came out, but I do really like the design of the shoe. It does, in some ways, remind me of Damian Lillard's first shoe. I think just kind of the cut of the shoe and everything. But it's real clean. And I think we have a lot to be excited about there. And as I've stated before, I love the idea of these new brands getting back into the basketball world, because, man, the more that we see the, you know, the more you're going to force Nike and Jordan and Adidas to really step their game up. I would really love to see Adidas kind of let that stranglehold on Reebok go and bring back Reebok Performance, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Anyway, that's kind of our sneaker talk for the week. Like I said, it's going to be a bit of a struggle with the sneaker talk until probably about for the next month or so, I think. Then we're going to start ramping up for summer releases, stuff like that. Just bear with it. As we start getting towards the playoffs and whatnot, we're going to see a lot more sneakers. Anyway, let's get into the outro. And that's the Biggie Smalls Show for this week. As always, thank you guys for listening. Let me know what you think. Go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there. You can actually also find me on TikTok there. I can't say I'm all that much of a user because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I'm almost 30 and I'm having a hard time figuring that shit out. But thank you guys for listening as always. It does mean the world to me. Give me feedback. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't. All of that. I just want to find ways to make this better for y'all. Make it more what you guys like and everything. Like I said, this is always a lot of fun for me. So making a product that you guys are going to like is an important thing too. And the other thing that I tell you guys every single week is to just be happy. Life is tough. There's always a lot of struggles. There's always a lot of grind. Just be happy. The world's a better place with you in it. If you need to talk, talk. Don't be scared. I mean, I tend to say, you know, every day that I don't really like to complain about stuff because nobody cares. Nobody wants to listen to it. But at the same time, like, when you got problems, man, just talk about it. Call somebody up and talk about it. It does genuinely make you feel better about everything. So stay happy. Be happy. Thank you guys, as always. I love doing the show, so I'm gonna keep doing it. Peace and much love to you.